Proclamation number 8682 of 23rd of November, 1963. God's assurance of assistance to the vineyard workers. Your whole life, your fate, everything still lies in my hand, and as I consider it good for your soul, so also your earth life will take place, so that you can devote yourselves to me fully trusting, and then also no day will be lived in vain, which you stay on earth. You certainly have free will, according to which you can shape your earth life yourselves, but how your own doing and wanting has an effect, both on your soul as well as in earthly relationship, that is again and again determined by me, because I recognize it, in which way a benefit can arise for you. But your will is always determining, how every event, every thought has an effect on yourselves. What you now undertake for me and my kingdom, how you make use of the time as loyal servants in my vineyard, that will also carry its blessing in it, because it is truly the most important task, which you can make for your purpose in life, because your and innumerable soul's lot in the spiritual kingdom depends on it, and you can never earthly gain the same successes for your souls. And again I tell you that I will bless your work and always help you that you can carry it out, and no matter how unfeasible it still seems to you, I still have all means at my disposal to make even the impossible possible, and with this trust in my help you should approach everything that serves the well-being of your fellow human beings. Because you are not allowed to disregard one thing, that you have a divine gift of favor at your disposal, a spiritual good, which you receive directly from me. And when I give you such a gift of favor, then it will certainly also be possible for me to help you with its spreading, and I will also be able to dissolve apparent resistances and difficulties when you just believe in my power and my love. But every timid thought is lack of faith. But you are to consider that I do not send you a gift of favor of highest value and highest effectiveness without purpose, but it wants itself that this is spread, that it is supplied to all those who are accessible to you and open for it. And that is why you can tackle everything with full confidence in my sure help, what contributes to the spreading of my word. And you are also not to hold back or let yourselves be put off by objections or by failure of fellow men, because I want to give double power to those who need such, because they want to serve me. Every hindrance is the work of my opponent, and through him you are not to let yourselves be confused or held back, but always only trust in me that I've promised you my help and also stand by my word. Who sacrifices much to me, he will also experience much blessing, but you are not to be anxious. You are to believe in me that I take over all your worries and regulate everything for you, as soon as you serve me according to all your powers and out of love towards me and fellow men, who are still to be rescued through you before the end. And so that you believe in me, I will also give you signs, evidence of my love, which will make you draw ever closer to me, and you'll feel my presence, and thus your faith will also be strengthened. For I do not want to lose you as my co-workers. I want you to work ever more diligently, and truly, your reward will be no small one day in the spiritual kingdom. However, I also do not want you to be prepared to serve me only for the sake of reward. For the work for me and my kingdom will only be a blessing if selfless, divine love is the driving force, for love also contains the strength which is intended to help the souls to ascend. Only that will ever be successful what is done in pure, unselfish love, and I myself will always give my blessing to it. And when I myself promise you my support, then you are truly allowed to undertake everything without hesitation, to which the heart drives you. Believe it that I myself am always with you, you who work in my vineyard, that I as house father assigned the work to my servants myself and am pleased with every loyal servant, who follows all my instructions and serves me devotedly. And I will also truly not let this one get into a trouble, be it earthly or spiritually, because as long as he lives on earth I will also cover his earthly needs. I will direct everything so that he can follow the spiritual work undisturbed, and I will also give him the power to be active for me and my kingdom. Amen.